99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. How are you? And welcome. Welcome to radio. Welcome. Now, well, if you're shopping, I'm hoping you're getting best prices, which really would just make your Christmas a whole lot better. All right, my name's Joyce. And if you notice anything about my voice, just ignore it. Maybe in another 2 days, I'll return to what you're familiar with. Okay, and the topic this hour is that the government is insisting that they are working night and day to ensure your safety. And this war, you know, against insecurity is not just ongoing. It is taking their brains, their money. This is where they're putting their mouth and their money. And they're saying maybe you should be grateful. Maybe. Because the intent of these bandits or these guys who crawled out from the dark was to Islamize Nigeria. And I thought that, oh wow, this sentiment now makes a reappearance somewhere in the news, and you should hear it. You should know. And I think referencing that says something about what might have been said. Yeah, but not necessarily directly. And I wanted you to know that maybe sometimes your sentiments are correct, but for the sake of accuracy, we can only report what is being said to be accurate. So at least now from Mr. Al-Haji Lai Muhammad, he is saying, well, that was an intent, at least by some, yeah, I don't know what you want to call them. But now you pretty much are aware that a court in Nigeria has declared bandits as terrorists. It's been your desire for maybe all of 5 years, 10 years, well, here it is. But the effects of either government policies or endeavors must be felt by the people who are in that country. So, for example, Nigerians within Nigeria must be able to attest to the efforts of the government's effort against insecurity. Now, I'm asking you, what do you believe has been the effects of the government's effort against insecurity? Now, the government can tell you one thing, but I want to know whether you agree with what the government has said and whether you believe or whether you believe that whatever it is the government has done would take a while, because sometimes, yeah, the plan doesn't, or the benefits of the plan is not immediately revealed. It's not immediately evident that if the government gave out guns or thoroughly equipped the military officers, that they would be able to conquer the devil in, what, 1 year? This has been an ongoing conversation, and it does quite appear from reports that many people now are complaining. So we don't know if they're reviving old wounds or this is a current reality. One reality would be that on social media a few days ago, youths in the north are saying that they now would have to protest. They are fighting and demanding security, and they want the government to be aware that they would no longer keep quiet or die on their knees. And they're asking youths in the south to join them. Well, that says something for this whole issue of insecurity. I want to know what you think about it. Do you agree with the government that they're fighting and conquering insecurity? Or do you think maybe compared to where you were before, you're in a worse off situation? 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk about the fact that your lives are better or worse off. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, what's your name?
Happy to see my name.
Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Hello, I'm sorry. Your line isn't so clear. You're going to have to call back. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Akiba on the line.
I'm with you. Go ahead, lady.
Well, the root issue is not addressed. When I interviewed the insurgents or the terrorists now, they said that their right was not given to them. That the development they promised to bring to the society, starting from Maiduguri, it was only the headquarters, the Maiduguri, that attention is being paid to. All the local government in Maiduguri don't have anything called development. This is where the annoyance started. And Boko Haram, I'm referring to those that received Western education among the northerner, they do not use it to affect the grassroots. They are always on the top of the hem of our fear. The capital and those who have the money to go to university.
Okay.
And those who could not afford that, they are left behind. This was the interview Mr. Gumi or Alhaji Gumi reported to the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what the man that was first arrested for Boko Haram, Junior Obasanjo, just said, that they are being neglected.
All right.
Right from Maiduguri, that was where it started.
So it's a government.
And then the money that was given to the local government to develop the local government was not used at all. They share it amongst themselves in the headquarters.
So,
is
the government succeeding against this?
Yes.
Is the government winning the war against insecurity?
How can they win? When they did not give Caesar what belongs to Caesar, they did not give God what belongs to God, they did not give citizens what belongs to the citizens.
All right.
They are going to Dubai. So, Jude House is there. All it was reported by ESCC that one governor in Odana has 19 houses in Dubai. That is the one that is being unveiled. The one that has not been unveiled. Which money are they using? Depressing the grassroots people that they are not human.
That
they need to remain like animals. No hospital. No schools. No water. No electricity.
Yeah.
It's only in the city that they, where the governor and the state minister, the permanent secretary, that is where the runabout is.
All right. Thank you very much.
So even though they are saying they are winning, let them look at the grassroots. They
let
them develop the place. There's no industry. You want to integrate them into the military. By the time you integrate them, you are not telling them to come and eat the national cake. The national cake is in the police and the ministry. So that is how to compensate them. What about those who are in the village? Are they going to be recruited into the military?
Thank you very much.
And who are these people that you want to recruit into the ministry?
Tell me
a open factory for them.
All right. Thank you very much.
And the government just as they get away from north to the Niger or to whatsoever. What profit are they making there? The money that was used to transfer away to another country, they would have used it to make some settlement.
Thank you.
Then there will be abundance.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Thank you. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Welcome. Good afternoon to you. Sir, I lost you. Make it back. Hi, the Sunny Side. Good afternoon, Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yes, Francis. What's your name?
Welcome, Francis. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. A nation that play politics with security is bound to have a terrible future.
Well, the government doesn't. Well, do you think they're playing? They're playing games.
See, I'm on the air right now, Joyce, and I believe the authority, they are listening. They should stop playing politics with security.
You don't believe that they're working to...
Joyce, they are playing politics. They should stop it, though. And secondly, they should stop playing with the minds of Nigerians. We know better now. We know better now. We know better now.
Well,
good afternoon, Joyce.
Thank you very much for calling. The Sunny Side, good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name? The volume of your radio set? Hi.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Bayo.
Welcome, Bayo. Turn off the volume of your radio set, and then you can go ahead.
Oh, okay. What about now?
Turn it off, and you can go ahead. Thank you.
Yes, okay. Well, first of all, let me say sorry for the cold and all that.
No, it's okay. Throat is
Anyway, first of all, to start with, Lyman Mohammed.
Hey, wait, handsome. Turn off the volume of your radio
as much
set.
As,
wait.
You know,
hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
It's off.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. And concerning Lyman Mohammed, I think we shouldn't even bother about the man again. You understand?
Oh.
The time will tell, and he's almost getting to the time now. So, he's been an unrepentant acronym to his name. That is liar, Lai Mohammed. So, there is nothing you could say that, to me personally, could hold any.
Rather than damn his statement, can you contemplate the statement?
You said what?
Rather than damn his statement, can you contemplate the statement? Can you reason what he has said? And see whether you might agree or disagree. Why do you say you cannot? Isn't an inability?
Even his statement is pasted on the board, right? I've not even bothered to put my eyes on it.
So is it an inability to comprehend? Or is that you don't have any arguments in favor or against?
No, because it has been... Of course, he's dancing... I mean, he's dancing to the tunes of his... of his, what was it called?
But he has made some claims. He has said some things that the government has done.
No, there is no way. Madam Joy, you have said it now. He said, are we winning war? Yesterday, in Kaduna, over 20 souls were brutalized and killed, crushed. Never mind, never counting the number of people that were injured. Not only that, their armlets, their hard-hand properties, right, were even burnt, you know, to ashes. In Kaduna, this thing just happened over 24 hours ago. I mean, is Kaduna not part of Nigeria? So, which war are we winning? Every day. I mean, you know, last week also, along this same Abuja, Kaduna, Kano road, you know, it's a straight line road. Not less than 18 people, you know, were killed. I mean, if I've been to, I've traveled through this route before, as in Abuja to Kaduna. Anybody listening, they will tell you Abuja, Kaduna, Zaria, Kano. This is just like when you are coming from, what's it called, Lagos, Ibadan. These are straight line roads. Then it has been a very smooth ride, right? So, and these are the places that people have been killed, kidnapped all along. These are terrorists. I mean, then. So, which war are we winning?
All right, good question.
They're only not even talking about the security personnel that have been killed. Security personnel too have been killed also.
Mm.
We're only talking, they only report the civilians. So what are we talking about?
Thank you.
The Baba that is nearing his grave will come here and be telling us that they are winning war. I mean, he should feel he does not fear God. He should think about his posterity. We know him.
Mm. All right. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Sunny Side, welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
It's okay, my sister. You will soon get it over. The weather is harsh to everybody.
I'm grateful for the weather.
Thank you, my brother, my sister.
What's your name?
For Lai Mohammed, this is Chris.
Go ahead.
Lai Mohammed, Joyce, I told you some time ago, if I have my way, I will sue Lai Mohammed. Wow. I think he doesn't have immunity, right?
Even if he did, you could wait him out.
When he leave office. Yeah, we'll do that. Look, telling me that 2015, you've done better. No, now, Joy, you see the last caller now. Look at this.
No, no, hold on. So I'm asking you to think. I understand that you might not like his personality, but you have to think about his submission, what he believes that the government has done, and all of these are efforts towards dealing with insecurity. Now,
No. The thing is getting worse.
Okay.
Look, Joyce, apart from the people who are dying, that is my pain, and the property they are destroying, 2 years of this government, I said this is not what they promised.
Yeah.
Nigerians were taking sides. Now, look at the youth in the north coming out to protest. Now, I hear the Oba of Sokoto was talking the other day. All of them are now coming out to talk. The guys, they don't play politics. They are playing politics with insecurity.
Oh, you also feel so?
The so-called soldiers, some of them... They don't have a choice. They don't want to stay it. If not, they will tell you, look, this thing are not giving us. Who are they? 1 month.
So now, former President Obasanjo believes that, you know, the Buhari's government has nothing more to give us as far as insecurity goes.
That is the truth. He can't do anything. Is it these 6 months that left for him to leave office?
All right. Well,
that's why I'm keep on talking to these people who are doing the destruction and the killing to stop, please. Joyce, don't worry. As soon as this guy leave office, you see, Nigeria will go back to status quo. I'm telling you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the show. Can you hear us?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. We're happy to hear you.
Compliments of the season.
Compliments of the season to you.
I can hear the Hamatan, the sound of the Hamatan.
In my voice, yeah. I wish I didn't have... No, it's okay. It's fine. Thank you.
With regards to this topic.
Yeah.
Our former president, Obasanjo, has said it all. That is the fact. Then with the Lai Mohammed comment, winning on their own side is possible. They are winning the war against Nigeria. Yes.
No, wait.
He said
against insecurity.
Pardon?
He said the war is against insecurity.
Yes, but they are winning the war against Nigeria.
Oh,
yes.
I see. Okay, go ahead.
Now, let me shock you. A friend of mine from Katsina traveled, I'm into business.
Okay.
He used to go home, see the family sometimes, bring some grains. He came home yesterday, and I met him this morning. He was telling me that as he was talking, his family is no longer in Katsina State, which is the president's place.
Okay.
His family has been chased out of his own village. He had to move his family down to Kano. Mm. And he said something that touched me. He said the president and his cabinet have hand in this insecurity. If the president's brother could say that, then I believe him.
Well, so the problem, hold on a second. The problem with that allegation or accusation is that it's very wild. You see that? So you cannot make.
His own brother that said it. From Katsina State. I think that's the reason why he just want to come out to fight.
Yeah, but you see.
Sorry, I'm saying this as an anonymous, but his brother told me that this morning.
Yeah, but you cannot make.
And besides.
Pardon me. So you cannot make, because the government is saying that they are fighting, and they always try to report their angle of the situation where they are either arresting the bandits or they're killing some.
Ironically, they are winning the war because Nigerians are dying, and the insurgents.
No,
the insurgents. Yes.
So, well, first of all, you're not going to believe everything that you hear. You also want to be careful about the things that you hear.
And okay.
Look, I'm not trying to sway you in any direction, but I'm saying that sometimes claim can be ambiguous and wild, just good old wild. And anybody can say anything if they're trying to drive home a point. So I think I'm going to ask you.
The lament in his voice is horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I can't. Look, we're even happy that now the youths in the north are speaking. At some point, I wasn't sure that the issue was as intense as we thought it was. But now that they're speaking up, we have a sense of what they're struggling with. But I'm saying that you have to be able to manage information so that you do not consume quote unquote fake news. You get it?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But of course,
right.
You must continue to put your ears on the ground. You never take your ears off the ground. That's necessary.
Okay.
Yeah, but just let's manage information.
All right.
Thank you.
But I believe God is helping Nigeria anyway.
Yeah, so the problem with the God helping Nigeria is... No, so the issue with... We act as though God is going to come down and pick up arms. I don't think that that's what's going to happen. It's that we have to do something about the things we don't want in society. So we're either doing something against it or we're not. So I'm asking whether you think that we are better off today than we were 10 years ago.
We are what?
The
former president has said it, so we are worse.
We're worse.
That's just it.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. The Sunny Side, how are you doing?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you here. Nigeria Info.
Yes, just good afternoon. My name is John from Inland.
Welcome, John. We're happy to have you here.
Okay, straight up. Lai Mohammed is not even safe inside this country. Himself knows.
There's no way.
Lai Mohammed is not safe inside Nigeria. Even Buhari himself is not safe. They all know. We don't need to sugarcoat it now.
But when you say that, it's as though you are targeting them specifically. Hold on a second. Sounds as though you're targeting them. I mean, the average Nigerian. Yeah, but I think you should stretch the statement, because it's not as though we're...
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it's not as if we're targeting them specifically. But even the average Nigerian. I saw a video of a Nigerian artist who said he got robbed in traffic. This morning, you know, so it's like the insecurity issue is affecting everyone. So
that's what I'm telling you. That's why I said like Mohammed is not safe, because even him now cannot come out on the road publicly in this country
without a threat of being robbed.
It's a fact now. Insecurity is the capital of poverty. Don't you understand?
Mm.
Poverty is a country. Insecurity is not the capital like Abuja. We cannot solve insecurity problem until we go back to solve poverty problem in Nigeria. People, if you go to poor regions, other side, there's always, what's it called? This bullying and...
The government has also said that they're working to deal with poverty. Oh, wow.
Buhari government cannot solve poverty. People in Buhari's state, they are still very poor. So how can he solve Nigerian poverty? He cannot solve it. All we are waiting for now, let him just do and be going.
All right.
2023. If Nigerians can come out in mass, whether you have voters card or not, visit your polling unit. Don't sleep in your house. People can come out. What are we talking about? We'll change the government to the right people.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the Sunny Side. Welcome to the show if you have just tuned in. This is Nigeria Info. Who's that? You, your kid? Hi.
Hello.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello, this is Sule.
Welcome to New
York. From Sule.
Good to have you here. Thank you.
See, Joyce, you know what?
Mm.
This insecurity that we people are talking about, we are coming up. You know, the northern youth now, they are now saying that we should join them in protest.
Yeah.
Where were them when the protest of ENSAS is happening in our region here.
Mm.
What did they say? They did not have any interest. Now they were looking for to join them in protest. When their issue now came on board now, they were not looking for supply for assistance. You know what? All these things cannot take us to anywhere. All this tribalism, religion, we can't solve this problem that is ongoing until we join ourselves together to fight the common cause.
The government says that they're fighting and that they're doing well to eliminate insecurity. What do you say?
Well, they did not do anything. Their effort is not enough. They are just lying, just like the last caller said. They are playing politics on this matter. And they are using the life of Nigeria for chicken. They are just wasting our lives.
Wow.
One of my brothers traveled. He saw what is going on. He was even scared. He was even thank God. We can't raise God issue in our own life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know what God has did for me. In terms of insecurity. Even if I want to go out in the morning, I have to pray. And God is protecting me because no worry. Anything, we are facing many things.
Yeah.
As a challenge in insecurity. I have to keep everything in God so that God will protect me. But I thank God, God is protecting me. We can't raise God in our issue.
All right.
You know, Nigeria is so much safe. Everywhere insecurity, even in our region, there is a bandit.
All right.
There's
so,
a bandit, physical bandit. Eh?
Okay.
You know what is going on. So everywhere is not safe. May God protect us, as you said, as I said before.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Now, Lai Mohammed also further adds that the present government has much to offer. Apparently, it's another indication that your hopes should stay high and maybe your faith equally as high, if not higher. Do you believe that this government can give us something more? Because that's also something that's the implication of the successes recorded by this government. If they say that they have succeeded to some degree, putting some measures to eliminate insecurity, then they're also telling you in the same vein or in the same breath that you should have faith that much more would come from the same government. So your position, your commentary on Nigeria Info. Hi. Sorry, I lost you. If you can make it back. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hey. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes. Now you would recall that some months after the government came to power, the military went to Oshoro with the flag of Boko Haram and Quran and declared that the military had gained victory over Boko Haram.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I want to quickly go off on a break. Just wait. Don't go anywhere. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for holding up. Go ahead.
Yes, I was holding on.
I thank you.
Yes, some months after the government had come to power, you would recall the military went to Oshoro with the flag of Boko Haram and Quran and announced to the whole world that Boko Haram had been defeated.
Yeah.
And that some visa foreign would be used for military training. Now, second point. Few weeks to the general election that brought Buhari to power, there was a presidential chat with the then president, Jonathan. One of the questions put to Jonathan was, I put the question, why now? Why do you defeat Boko Haram now? End of quote. And Jonathan gave an answer to that question. He said the approval for cooperation with the neighboring countries of Chad, Niger, and Cameroon to fight Boko Haram came late from AU and UN. And that when that approval came and issues of weapons sorted out, Boko Haram had to be defeated. That it was not because of elections.
Oh, okay.
Now, these two things show that Boko Haram had indeed been defeated with all head of it. Defeated by Alex Biden, bless his soul.
I'm lost. Are you saying that they have been defeated?
Yes, after the few weeks to the general election that brought Buhari, there was no controversy as to the defeat of Boko Haram in Sambisa Forest. This was acknowledged by this government when the military went to Abuja with the Quran, and the flag of Boko Haram to announce to the whole world that Boko Haram had been defeated.
So what is your supposition?
Kambisa forest will be used for military training.
Okay.
Now, where is Lai Mohammed talking of the effort by Buhari to fight insecurity? The question we should be asking Lai Mohammed and this government is, how did they allow Boko Haram to come back to fight Nigeria? Yes, because this government had indeed acknowledged the victory of Nigeria over Boko Haram and declared that some military forces will be used for military training.
Okay.
I mean, why is a politicizing everything?
That's a word.
You would also remember that when Boko Haram started in 2013, Chijureka, the then chief of army staff, fought Boko Haram intensively. He showed character, and Boko Haram was driven from the whole north and boxed in Borno State.
Wait, so let me...
Then Abadi came, he defeated Boko Haram, and acknowledged by this government. Why is this government talking about the fighting if you can? Because they should tell us why Boko Haram came back.
That's another question. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
bye-bye. The sunny side. Well, you can see there are different angles and varying opinions as far as this goes, but it does quite appear that not many of you are supporting the position of this present government. I don't know if it's a question of you can't see it or there is nothing to be seen. Hi, welcome. The sunny side, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome if you have just tuned in. Good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Joyce.
Yeah, good afternoon. What's your name?
This is Malik speaking.
Welcome, Malik. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Joyce. You know, when a father keeps telling lies to his house, what do you expect your children to behave like? An obvious lie.
Okay.
Joy, the native has spent how much? Think of what Tukano Joe was an announcement like an anthem to Nigeria.
Okay.
When we get Tukano Church, all this will come to a halt or to a stop.
Yeah.
Did he stop? And then he did one day. They have not used it. Look at what they're killing people in the north. I think they are like sardines.
I lost you. Thank you very much for calling the sunny side. Welcome, Nigeria Info. Hey. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Your name? Okay, so your line isn't so clear. If you can adjust something, speak up a little bit more, hopefully we can have a conversation. Go ahead.
It's not clear, man.
Nah, it's breaking up. I think you need to hang up and call back, please. Please. I do apologize. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set. You can do that. Thank you very much. No, please. The volume of your radio set when you're calling. Thank you. The sunny side, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Well, the government is giving an account of what they have done as far as dealing with insecurity. I want to know whether you see the effects of government efforts. Hi.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. I'm with you. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Anne.
Welcome, Anne. Thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, I agree with Lai Mohammed, everything he said.
But
Nigerians, we always forget in a hurry.
Oh, okay.
That there was a time about 5 years ago, that if any woman wearing hijab...
I lost you. I think you're going to have to call back. Well, finally, we find someone who does agree with Lai Mohammed's position, but she couldn't quite defend it, so hopefully she gets the call back. The sunny side, welcome to radio.
Yeah, how is it now?
Well, it's not as good. I think your neighborhood needs to... Well, go ahead. Let's see whether we can get something out of you.
Okay.
I sincerely do apologize. Please, you're going to have to call back. I'm sorry. Hi, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hi. Welcome. Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm going to be speaking for you.
Thank you. You're going to have to speak up for us, all right? And then you can run along. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what's happening with your connection. It's not as good as it can be. Welcome, Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set. Thank you very much. Welcome. Good afternoon to you. Thank you. Welcome, Benjamin. Go ahead.
Yeah, George, I've been listening to the topic of the course and I'm interested that I just want to make an opinion there. The problem we are facing as a country, as a nation, it's not about Buhari. It's not about Buhari himself. By the cost of this problem, there was Boko Haram before Buhari came in.
Yeah.
And George, Now, let us say, assuming, like they said, we're a democracy country.
Mm.
Then, Joyce, what happened to the governors in their states when there was violence? Joyce, what happened to the senators that are representing us in the federal when there is violence in their states? What happens to the local government chairman? And what happened to the councillor in the ward?
Mm.
So, if all this is coupled, then why are we as a country blaming a single-handed old man?
No, we're looking at the government. No, he's not capable of managing the issue single-handedly. So we're looking at those who work with him in this dispensation and the work or their efforts towards dealing with insecurity. So this is not a case of naming the president to, or nailing the president to a cross. It's whether the government, this government...
I heard some people speaking about violence.
Well, so the conclusion is that they're referring to the administration. He cannot come out in arms and, you know, go wage war against bandits. So.
Okay, now, who is handling this administration? Is it not the same president? Is it not the same group of people that they were naming, calling...
Okay,
let's
see whether we understand you. Are you saying that the government is doing what they can and maybe they need time to actually actualize the end goal?
What I'm pointing out is this. The situation of Nigeria is not one man problem.
Well, this is not a conversation about one man who's sleeping. No, this is a government, a dispensation.
Yes, what we need is a collective responsibility.
Okay.
The issue of naming one person for a whole situation of what majority can do. And
so when you say majority, whom are you referring to when you say majority?
Sorry?
Whom are you referring to when you say majority? You're referring to someone or a group of persons. Who are you referring to?
I and you. Both the masculine and the feminine.
Yeah, what can I do about banditry, for example?
Sorry?
What can I do about banditry?
Fine. If there is any situation, you have... Thank God for technology. You get access to the government. You can call the security agency.
Yeah, the northern youths are calling the government. So that's probably because something... is happening. So, is that what they can do?
Now, what they are shouting now is because it is too late for them.
Oh, come on, don't be... please, don't be so insensitive to it. What do you mean it's too late?
George,
do you see...
I'm pointing out an issue here.
You're telling me what I can do, and you're suggesting that the northern... Northern youths are doing the same thing.
Yes, the northern youths that you are talking about now... They've been making the same complaints like we that are in the southwest and the southeast today.
So
the same complaint.
But we're having reports out of the north of people still dying. So what exactly do you want the unarmed man to do?
Now, if you have an issue, you go back to the security agency. That is our solution as a citizen.
Thank you.
You are the police. Close to your houses, you have a checking point and other places you can call, and there is emergency lines.
All right.
So if, like me, at some time I'll walk within the Lagos area, I'll see a man lying down, half dead.
Mm.
I will call the emergency line.
All right.
Line and wait for Sanolu or wait for the commissioner to come and solve the issue.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. The sunny side. He's saying don't blame the president. I guess you might agree with his position. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Welcome.
This is Tunde calling from Mitiwe.
Thank you.
So what if Mr. President declared state of emergency in all those places? Maybe they can resolve the whole problem that you people are, we in Nigeria are talking about.
Oh, okay.
What do you think in this?
Well, that's something. That's an idea.
It's a very good idea. It's a very valid president. You know, who is going to... People that is working with Mr. President as a president, I don't think they are advising on that. That was the reason why we are seeing all these bandits and then doing rubbish, doing nothing.
Okay.
To
state of emergency.
So all of them were just there to be collecting money. I remember former president, Jonathan, before the coming of general election, he declared it for emergency in two local governments. And there is no problem.
All
the election goes.
Well,
even the former governor of that state, he was just shouting that Mr. President wants to play politics on this.
All right. Well,
that is the only solution.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I think we can do one more and then segue into something else. No, you have to turn it down totally.
All right. Joyce,
Quick one, please. Do you know of anything? If that the president were to do his job by sacking those that are not doing the rightful thing, do you think we'll be at this mess by now?
So you believe sacking service chiefs might help?
The former chief of army staff was there. I mean, former chief was there for 6 years.
Wow.
6 years. Heads were still running. People were dying like chicken and had their best food.
Wow.
They killed a commissioner in mistakes. In mistakes. What happened? Nothing.
All right. Well, that's another.
You understand me?
Yeah.
He is up and down in his job. We might not stop telling his wife. We will not stop everything. What do we do? I've been bugged out of my equipment and I got military.
Okay, so hold on. But so far, you don't think that they're doing enough? But they're doing something. All right.
The police are underpaid.
Well, Lai Muhammad is saying that they're upping the morale, so I don't know whether...
Which morale? Forget that thing, Joe.
All right.
Then leave that thing. Nobody, everybody goes school. You know, if you read, we'll go school small.
All right.
I beg. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. 46 minutes past 1 p.m. All right. Now we're going to segue into another conversation. I think it's necessary to evaluate what your psychological, emotional position is about this. Now, let me tell you why psychological and emotional, besides the economic implications, is that when people are doing well. So, for example, first world nations are one of those rated to be the happiest on the planet. And that's actually because economically they're doing well. And when the economy is doing well, psychologically, the people tend to do a lot better. It is for that reason, or at least against that backdrop, I want to sample this other topic and I want to get your opinion. Welcome to Sunnyside Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. And this beautiful Monday afternoon, we are choosing to look at Nigeria to Toll Lagos Ibadan Expressway and the second Niger Bridge and other roads in the country in order to, I think, on one hand, give people good roads. But on the other hand, I think that there is an economic implication on an already burden. Well, so I think maybe we're not going to call it burden, but that's really what it is. If economic pressure is on every nerve of your human body, then of course we can call that a burden. You can imagine, I don't know what your cost of living is at the moment right now. So imagine you have to pay toll to pass the highways, which according to the government is economically viable. The question is roads versus good roads versus bad roads. Would you take a good road over a bad road? But you would be told for it. And then that is money out of your pocket, you know, combined with every other expense you have going on. I like the idea of good roads, but let's find out what Nigerians have to say. And of course, you know, Nigeria Info, we're going to talk about everything, particularly those nuanced. I want to find out whether even your nuanced reality play a big role in the actual, you know, reality of our lives. So here's what the Nigerian government came up with 16th of December? Yeah, 16th of December. The Nigerian government plans to toll the Lagos-Ibadan Expressway, the ongoing second Niger Bridge and other roads to repay loans used to build them. Now, I hope you've seen it. It's just an eyesore. Some videos have shown some other states in Nigeria with roads that are just death traps, so bad even those on foot can't even find a pathway. Like, it's really that bad. Cars get trapped. It's a ditch. I mean, sometimes the road is in itself a ditch, so that if a car gets trapped in those ditches, for example, you need to now pay a bunch of people to come help you. Then the roads get terribly flooded, and anything than that would be a welcome development. But hear this. All the roads will be tolled, and this is actually according to the CBN governor. He says, we know that many other countries in the world, roads are tolled because those projects are commercially viable. Now, he says the loan can be refunded with tolls so that maintenance can be done on a regular basis, and people will pay for it and enjoy good roads. I mean, I think you like the idea of good roads, and so certainly this is a welcome development, but the cost implication of having good roads, particularly, I mean, I don't know any other roads, but at least let's quickly reference some of the ones that have found their way into this particular publication. Lagos-Ibadan Expressway, Abuja-Kano Road, and Second Niger Bridge, and maybe, of course, in the future, other roads could eventually get towed. I want to find out whether you subscribe to paying extra for these roads. And, of course, you must juxtapose that against every other thing you have going on in your life. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Sometimes, you know, I wonder whether there are some things that Nigerians can admit that they enjoy from this government. Or maybe it is true when it's said that no... Oh, yeah, it's true when they say that no lunch is free. So, when we consider that, would you pay extra for good roads? Thank you. Thank you very much. Would you pay a little extra for good roads? Nigeria Info, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome, my name's Joyce. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. How is it now?
How is what? Life? Life's good.
So you are not going to be talking to me now.
Oh, well, oh, you mean the connection. Well, let's hear you. Go ahead. Just go ahead. Let me see if I can take something out of you. Go ahead.
Okay. You see now, for some times, my thought is in anything that concerns politics. Because there are some people that are behind this government and it will just piss me off. The first topic in this one is that even if I should add this, what is that one good thing they have done to this Nigerian? So that is started. I don't think if there is any one good thing Nigerians have implemented for over 6 years now. Now they are bringing another topic of bringing people to get to Nigeria rules. They go and borrow money to fund it. They will tax the Nigerians. Even if they really stay in your school, you might have a choice. Hello?
Go ahead, I'm with you. Go ahead.
But even if they really stay in your school, they will borrow money and do it. I'm collecting money. I'm losing money.
Look. Hold on a second. Like, I really did try to allow you area of view. I sincerely do apologize. The line is not as good as it can be.
No problem. If you cannot hear me, I will stop.
Sorry about that. I'm so sorry. The line is so bad, and I thank you very much for trying repeatedly, but I don't know why. Maybe today is not the day. Yeah, today's not your day. Thank you for getting that. Thank you. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. So now, welcome. We have about a minute before it's time for a short commercial break. Don't go anywhere. And of course, I want to find out your comfort level with getting, well, to paying extra for something better. It's unfortunate that some things don't come for free, including roads in Nigeria. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Nigeria Info, welcome. My name's Joyce. It's 3 minutes past 2 p.m. Compliments of the season to you. I think you're already buying right now and looking forward to having a Merry Christmas. I honestly wish the merriment sticks even beyond December. We're Nigeria Info. And we're back to the conversation of how much you're willing to pay to get what it is that you want, the cost implications to your life. So first, we don't even know what 2020 brings, but rumor has it that your levies are going to go up. You're going to probably pay more taxes, and then maybe cost of things might hopefully go up, which I hope is not the case, really. It's just, but then with where you are today, you can determine where you can be tomorrow as far as Nigeria goes. And now the government is saying, well, there are these roads we intend to borrow money to build. And then after we've built them, you're going to pay for it. Yeah. We know you want good roads. We want to give it to you, but there's a price for this luxury. Forgive me for calling it luxury. You know, forgive me. It's not, but it's that it does quite appear that even the most basic things have... There is a certain level of... Maybe depravity would be too critical a word, but, you know, it's like when the basic things are denied people for so long, and then someone comes up with the idea of giving you roads at the cost of something. And I know you get it. I just want to know whether you're down for it, whether you support the government doing this. Nigeria Info, my name's Joyce. Welcome. Now let's talk. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joy. Good
Welcome.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. Your name?
My name is Olumu Iwa, calling for my dad.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Where we have not really appreciated the fact that God made us to born in this country called Nigeria.
Mm.
Because when Nigeria aeroplane can be seen everywhere in the whole world, Dubai was seen in the desert.
Mm.
Now, government wants to tow the road in the west and in the south. What about the one in Daura that connects some other country?
Mm.
So when will they take the same policy? Do you know that police doesn't stop the northerner in the north? The way they are doing here in Lagos State.
Mm.
They don't. Stop there. Bring your passport. They don't do it in the north. I've been to the north. Now, do you know that to get your... I wanted to go and I'm just digressed. I wanted to go and upgrade my SIM glow. They tell me my picture is not showing the NIN. Then my friend in the north, they don't need NIN. So now they want to increase the hardship of other tribes while they are covering their own. Why I'm saying this is because we in Nigeria, I don't know our problem. Everything that the government is doing, we are accepting it. And at the end of the day, we are still going to shout next year. It's next year. PDP NEO, na APC, PDP NEO. It's next year.
All
Make them poor so that we can control them. That's what the Nigerian government they are doing. Make them poor. Make them miserable. Make them hopeless so that we can control them.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce, and we're live streaming this conversation because I want to find out what you think about the possibility that you could have better roads, but at a cost. Welcome. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello, man.
Hello. Welcome. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Thank you.
Mommy. Thank you very much for bringing this topic. I want to tell you something that is bothering me. You see, somebody, you know, I mentioned about Dubai, when Dubai was in disaster. If we can extract all our natural resources given freely by God, you see this, natural resources. Are you hearing me?
I'm listening.
Zamfara gold can solve Nigeria problem. Abagaleke lead can solve Nigeria problem. The tin and columbite and uranium in Katuna can solve a problem. Down to impoverished other people that you want to collect toll from Osongonda Bridge going to Jiroko. What is it? The roads have entered 11 feet deep. I was even trying to take over and say, turn the road to swimming pool. Yes, turn it to swimming pool as we don't want to do anything. They should stop collecting toll gate from that second Niger Bridge that they are telling me since 1940. May
65
to bomb my papa. Yes. Second Niger Bridge. We never start using them. They want to collect toll. And you are not collecting no toll in the north. Let them stop collecting any toll and extract our natural resources.
All right.
Are they going to start extracting our natural resources when rapture will come? When Jesus Christ will come? Whether if Jesus Christ will come back again? No. Because I know this thing will come back again. After within a flood camp, after within the tour, Jesus Christ can never come back.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We're live streaming. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. I'd like to hear your commentary on this. I think it's better to hear from you what you believe is what should happen. So I think the last caller kind of gave like a very good reference. But also the CBN governor said that in other developed countries, the there's a toll on the roads. And in his view, these are commercially viable projects. And if you want a good road, maybe there's a price to pay. I think you won the good road, but I'm not sure about you, your willingness to pay the price. So on Nigeria Info, we can find that out together. Hi, welcome to Sunnyside. Good afternoon to you. What's your name? Hello. Can you hear us? I do apologize. You're going to have to call back then. Hi, good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set. I mean it. No.
Hello?
So, you're going to turn off your radio. It's mandatory.
Hello?
Hello, welcome, Nigeria Info.
Okay, the government, they want to toll the roads, Abi.
Yeah, they're going to borrow money to build it and then toll it so you can have a good road. Sounds like a sweet story.
You see, maybe we have to toll gate before they dismantle it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you.
We have toll gate before they dismantle it. Eh? Now they want to be tolling the road again.
Okay.
Why is it that there's a huge disconnect between the governor and the government?
So hold on a second. Are you upset or displeased at the fact that it was stopped?
Upset. Why we are paying for everything in this country? We pay for light we are using, we are generating by ourselves. We pay for water by borehole that we are using by ourselves. We want to be here. We want to walk again now. We want to ply our roads now. We are going to pay for it. Ah, for God's sake. And they are citing examples of the developed world that is how it is being done in the developed world. Have they provided what the government in the developed world provided for their people? Have they provided it for us?
Oh, well, that's that's a good question.
Now, when they talk as if the people they are talking to has no brain or has no senses, as if we are just, I don't know. It's appalling. It's disheartening, honestly.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. So you won the roads, but would you pay the cost? Hi, good afternoon. No. Yes, you know what I mean.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Compliment of the season to you.
Good afternoon to you and compliments of the season to you.
Nigeria government is the most laziest. Is there any like laziest?
Wait, well,
they are very lazy.
Why do you say so?
We have all the resources in this world. Mm. What they need to do is only charcoal can feed Nigeria.
Well, so green gases, now the world is minimizing emissions, so charcoal is going out of the equation.
There are so many things charcoal can be used for. So many things.
Okay.
Okay, let's even leave charcoal. What happened to our rubber? What happened to... Yeah, we have a whole lot. Everything short. Nigeria is natural resources. The whole of Nigeria. The north is what's the difference between the north and Dubai? It's not the same desert.
So you feel like we don't have futurists in government?
They just want to. Let me tell you what's for Nigeria. This oil, no way, your kid, just drill oil, say, and collect money. Mm-hmm. They are not working. No form of
creativity.
Innovation. No form of thinking. Yeah. We just want cheap things. No work. Nobody is doing anything. What kind of country be this, God?
Well, bless your heart. So the intent is not to frustrate you, but then it does quite appear that it's a rather frustrating, development. But I don't know whether you're really frustrated or it's the fact that now you have to pay for something. But now you have to compare between what you want and what the current situation is. If the roads get better, you might have to pay a little bit more. So I want to know that you are comfortable with it. On Nigeria Info, let's talk. The sunny side, how are you?
Yeah, fine. It's Anne from Makoko.
Okay, so speak closer to your mouthpiece.
Should
Anne?
I just talk on the security or should I...
No, you don't have the privilege for a security conversation. This is what we're talking about right now.
About the tolling of the road.
Can you hear me, lady? This is what we're talking about right now.
Okay, I want to talk about the road, tolling of the road.
Yeah.
So, as far as I'm concerned, government elected, he doesn't know what he's doing at that central bank. But all his policies, no one ever makes sense.
What's your grievance with this particular policy?
Why should we tow the roads?
So, in his opinion, it's commercially... So, there's a viability to good roads, in his words, and they believe if people are going to use it, then maybe they should pay for it.
Just like people that were paying for a Lekki toll gate. They pay 300 naira every minute to pass there. Is that what they want us to be doing?
Well, what do you think about doing that? Is that what does that do for you? Does it further impoverish you as much as it frustrates you, or probably even more impoverishes you as much as it frustrates you?
Of course, it's further impoverish you, and even that little thing, when you get there, always hold up. So I don't see what that does for
you. Oh, traffic, okay.
He never comes up with any good policy. But if the president should change him now, then he says he's nepotic. He's putting his table. Because we in the NFL does not know what he does at Central Bank at all.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. The Sunny Side, good afternoon.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon. Compliments on the season.
Same to you.
Wow.
Okay, sorry for the harsh weather.
Oh,
thank you.
You see, in terms of the toll, for me personally, that's my own opinion. I have no bias over it. But do we have the roads to pay the toll?
Do we have what?
Do we have the roads, a very good road, that will make you pay the toll. You are happy paying the toll.
So they're going
where
to...
Where is the road?
Yeah, but so now they want to borrow money and then build the road and then make you pay for it.
Okay,
how about
but
that?
Have they asked the citizens, we want to borrow this money and do this road. Are you ready to pay for the toll?
Do you think you should be asked? You think your consensus is
yes, yes.
Nice, okay.
That is to me. That's my own opinion.
Well, sounds like something.
And secondly, if we are going to pay the toll, do you know that I'm a regular road user, actually?
Yeah.
From Lagos to Head Bridge, you count 65 police and army checkpoints, and you are paying your bills there.
Pardon me, bring it back. From where to where?
From Shagamo Bypass.
Yeah.
To Asaba Head Bridge.
Yeah.
65 checkpoints.
Insane.
Army and police.
Insane.
And you'll be paying every minute. Wow. Include now they want to put the toll. How can we survive it?
This is a very good one. Oh, wow.
How can we survive it?
Wow.
It's bad. 65, I'm telling you, I'm a regular road user. Every 2 days, I'm in the east. Wow. 65 checkpoint, the one I can be able to remember.
Wow.
Ask anybody or find alternative and just go along the road one
how
day.
How much do you pay at these stops, like these bribes that you give to men?
I'm going
to
take 500 naira. Road safety, 1,000.
No,
police,
you're not.
Police, 200. I am telling you, not them say. Send somebody to go and investigate. It's not their say.
Yo.
You pay every checkpoint. You pay. Once you're a transporter, you are carrying loads, trucks are 1,000 naira. There's no two ways about it. Let people call and verify if I'm saying the truth on the line. Let people verify. Okay, if you check 500 naira for 65 checkpoints, let's say you pay for 60. That. How much is that?
Wow.
How much are we loading? How much are we carrying? That's why a container from Lagos to East now will cost no less than 2 or 3 million naira. A journey of 5 hours or 6 hours. Now I want to put another big problem to the road users again.
Oh no, that's insane.
With all the hardship we are going through, it's strong now.
Wow.
It's strong now. Yeah. Okay, Lagos to Ibadan, how much are they carrying Lagos to Ibadan? 500 or 1,000 naira. You don't ask the person to go and pay for toll. We are going to put that bill into people's
transport
system.
Cost.
It is we that are going to suffer it.
Thank you.
It's we, me and you, are going to survive.
Yeah.
So whatever they want to turn the country to, fair enough, we'll survive. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, now, that is something worth considering. So if you say, well, you're not a regular road user, you can see how this particular domino kind of just ripples through. One piece falls and then it collapses everything else in its way. So you sitting back at home, then it probably would affect the transportation cost of goods to you. Say you're not using the road, for example, every day. That or the fact that you use the road and now transportation cost goes up. And remember, we're hoping it doesn't happen and it's only a rumor. It's also rumored that, you know, fuel prices could go up at no time from now. Nigeria Info. Wow. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Well, this is Life in Nigeria.
Activate. We are Radio Active on 99.3. Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce.
0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set. Thank you very much. We're Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Thank you very much for calling. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Hello?
I'm with you. Good afternoon to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Joy.
What's your name?
Joy, what I'm... My name is Godwin.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hello?
I'm with you.
What I'm trying to say is this. This Nigeria we are just we are just stopping ourselves to talk about the audit of our government. Our government, they know what they are doing. No, I don't even tire to listen for all this.
Yeah.
The government matter.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Sir, I lost you. And if you make it back, we'll be here. The conversation just started. Hi. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Sunny Side. And we're finding out what you think about... Well, so it has to be... I don't even know if you have the privilege of choosing. You know, I don't know that you have choice. Like one of the callers said, like, well, we're not asked. You were not asked if you. This is a cost you're willing to have added to your already existing cost. I mean, it's so expensive being alive these days.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. I'm hearing you.
Your name? Your Nigeria Info.
My name is Akigbe.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, what is there that... I thank God that we still have the OBJ, that's the Olusegun Obasanjo, alive present. On how he destroyed the toll gate. The money that were to be paid to the toll gate people at the gate were directed to a specific space that they should pay it, the motorist should pay it monthly or weekly to a very particular account. It was not destroyed to avoid payment. So he is still alive. They should add, but they added more to insurance. And that the insurance should be the one to remit the money to the federal government post.
You're going to do me the favor.
That was how that toll gate was destroyed.
What do you think about this new one coming up?
The new one that is coming out now, they should find an avenue by which the motorists should pay the money, not putting toll gate on the road, because if you cross, go slow, and then the armed robber will use it as a point to further terrorize people.
All right.
Because once they are there at the toll gate, denied, people, they will believe that they are officials, whereas they are not. Uh-huh. And also, there were a lot of corruption. The receipts, the federal government print, the people at the toll gate will go and print their own. Hello?
We're listening.
Hello?
We're with you. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Can you hear me? Sorry, I can't. Hi, the Sunny Side. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you.
Nigeria Info, good day, Josh.
Yes, good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
I'm Chase. I'm calling from Orile.
Good to have you here. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
The issue of the target, the new target, I welcome the idea. I will advise Nigerians not to welcome the idea because...
Mm-hmm.
While we are suffering from different things, and they are not solving the issues we are having at hand, and they are trying to bring more problems to us.
Mm.
I don't welcome it, and this is not what they promised us during the election time.
Yeah.
Please, they should take that out from the agenda. It's not
a
good idea.
All right. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce, if you have just tuned in. Well, this is a conversation. The possibility of new roads, but you get told. I want to know whether you're comfortable with paying that. It's something good, but there's a cost for it. Nigeria Info. Do you want to pay toll? Hi, good afternoon. The volume of your radio set. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, my name is Francis.
Welcome, Francis. The volume of your radio set. If you'll turn it off, that'll serve. Thank you.
Yeah, I already off it.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. I mean, no, you see, I keep hearing about this thing about the word they said Nigeria. Joy, Nigeria was gone in the 90s. Today, what we got is a jungle. I mean, I'm not trying to like dispute it, but it's our country, but you know, it's not more a country. It's a jungle. The toll gate fee is not an issue. We could pay it, but guess what? We get to do the right thing. Like if we say we are Nigeria again, come back and say, let's bring back Nigeria again. That's why you see, you know, like come 2023, I'm in support that way, you know, let's get a leader that knows what to say we are Nigerians. Not those old people that have been there for you know, because they are sick, they are not working for us.
Okay, hold on a second. You support good roads that tolled. You're okay with that?
Yes, I support good roads. Look, listen.
Not free good roads. The roads that are tolled.
No, listen, nothing is free.
Uh-huh.
Not like, you know, like you pay for your electricity, you get the service, it's good. You know, so when you pay for toll, you got good roads because it's like you're paying taxes.
Yeah.
Are you getting me?
But you're also paying all the taxes, and you have to, well, I think that it's sense, well, if you don't mind me suggesting, that you have to also consider what the income is and what the cost of life is being an average Nigerian.
Yes, but guess what? It's all the same. Like, if I bought a bus going to Moscow Shodi, right? If my fare is $50 or 50 naira, I pay my fare for 50 naira.
Yeah, so
the driver that will pay the toll gate. But guess what? We drive on a good road. And then, you know, we enjoy the service of the road.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate another. Well, this is, I think, maybe the first caller so far who is supporting this initiative by the government. I want to know what you think about it. Hi, Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Ken.
Welcome, Ken. We're happy to have you.
All right. The reality is that if we keep expecting governments to provide all the infrastructures we need, our grandchildren will never see good roads. That's just the reality as it is now. Now, look at it. The bad roads we have already, we're already paying a toll on repairing our cars. We're already paying a toll already.
Okay.
Toll goes to repairing our cars.
Yeah.
Now, we need a new system of infrastructure financing. That's just the reality. Nigeria is no longer that oil-rich country. That era is gone. Paris is over. So we have to face reality. If roads are tolled, expanded, six lanes on both sides, and they are tolled, one, there will be faster transportation system. The police won't be able to stay on the roads because if you have good roads with six lanes, they can't block the roads and be collecting those.
Do you have space for six lanes? Do you have
bad roads?
Do you have space for six lanes?
Yeah, if they're going to toll, let's say Lagos to Benin Express Road, and they expand it six lanes on each side.
Okay.
Why won't I pay 500 naira? And I know that if I drive on that road within 3 hours, I'm in the east. So that's the reality. Nigeria should no longer think that our country is a rich country. Nigeria is a poor country. Nigeria is the poverty capital of the world.
Right.
If we are waiting for the benevolence or the good-heartedness of any government to provide us a road, with the present economic reality on the ground, we are not going to enjoy good. Our grandchildren will not enjoy it. Each government will come for election and say they will build the road, they will do that. That's the reality. They are going to give it to private companies to handle so they can expand, maintain those roads, expand and maintain those roads.
Is it possible
with ambulance
that
services along the roads, services like ambulance and trucks to take away broken down vehicles, just like the Lekki Ekpe Express Road.
All right. Is it possible that that could also affect, on the long run, you know, the cost of living, say cost of food and anything else that has to be transported?
Well, if the roads are expanded, there'll be the cost of the time spent on the road will reduce.
So we're actually trading one for the other. So it's like, well, you get the privilege and then you pay a little bit more for it.
Yes.
All right.
If you look at it, if the roads are expanded, it will take us lesser time to travel on the roads.
All right.
Then you pay your fine, just like the Lekki Ekpe Express.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. I have something here. I find it both interesting and comical. It's a message here from one with us on live stream, and he's asking, what if the whites come back to rule us? Or what if we get someone from the eastern side of Nigeria to rule us? I don't know what the implications of that can be or will be, but so I'm thinking that there is the belief that the whites might do a better job than we're doing for ourselves. And that in itself is a little painful to comprehend, because once again, you're suggesting that you're not even capable of self-governance and probably not even worthy of your autonomy to suggest that someone else should come do the leading and you're just going to be a good follower. And for the Igbo one, well, there's a conversation around it. Some people say that they want a leader from the east. Some are not quite open to it. Like, we've had people from the north oppose that. But then when you consider the debate, it doesn't even suggest remotely that if you get someone from the east, you would have better governance, for example. Now, the possibilities are there that you might get something possible. The potential is there that you can get something better. But can we say of a fact that you would get something better? Left to be seen. Other than that, well, it's a conversation and I want to know what you think about it. Welcome. Something new? A new cost, if you would allow me put it that way, now added to what is now your reality come 20... Well, we don't even know when the roads are going to be ready. We're assuming that soon enough the roads are going to be ready. But this, honestly, is an additional cost to what already is cost of living in Nigeria. You'd get the road, but you have to pay something for it. I want to know how comfortable you are with that, how welcoming of the idea you find it, and whether you believe that at the price... I mean, at the risk of getting life... become so expensive, you'll take a good road and then pay something to have it. Or you just don't like the idea and you think the government needs to be creative and they need to stretch their imagination and come up with ideas by which they can generate money besides making the people suffer and pay a little bit more. Welcome. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. What's your name?
Hello.
Good afternoon, welcome. What's your name?
Yes, so please, I wonder how our people used to think sometimes.
What's your name?
Aki.
Great, go ahead.
You see, Shebi, they gave us an excuse that they want to deregulate that the downstream sector and the upstream sector and the midstream sector, the petroleum industry. Abi? And they said they will increase the fuel prices as at almost about 7 years ago. In fact, since Abacha era, and they did that, they said they would build new refineries. So nothing was done. No. The road you are talking, hello?
I'm with you, go ahead.
The same thing goes with NEPA, because Nigerians are quick to forget issues.
Oh.
They said if NEPA is privatized, that
it'll
you have
cheaper.
Light uninterrupted, has it happened? Hello?
Mm. Okay.
I'm giving you examples. So now, what is the role of NURGW? We have Agbero collecting tools, and they are enriching some individuals that are tough. Sorry to use this language. Some of them have 20 houses, feeding concubines with our money. Some of them are billionaires overnight. Is it not from this road that they are making this money? And now you are overlooking that because of political affiliations. You are putting the body on us now. Abba, joy. Say something now.
Well, that's why this topic is on radio. To be honest with you, that was an honest oversight. But now that you've raised it, like the man who brought up the issue of transportation and how much they pay at the police checkpoints, it's alarming, really. And that's really why we need to talk about this and find out whether the people
agree.
What
I'm saying is this, but what is the role of those are on the road that are collecting money from motorists? Can't that money be channeled to... proper use?
Well, your guess is as good as mine, because now you can see that your realities are not necessarily made of sweet dreams.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. 99.3 Nigeria Info. So we've had a number of callers raise the issue of how much they pay at checkpoints and how much they pay and how much this could affect transportation, one hand. And then now there is the NURTW, whatever that thing goes, whatever it's called, the transport unions, and how much you also have to pay to them, and how their influence also affects the cost of transportation. So that, plus what your life's made of, I want to know what you think about, well, this new development. The sunny side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello, Joy.
Welcome, good afternoon to you. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. So I lost you. If you make it back, hopefully we'll still be here. Hi, good afternoon to you. So you either agree because there's something you can benefit just having good roads, and so you'd pay a little something to have it, or you frown at this development. Hi, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome, what's your name?
Joyce, good afternoon.
Welcome, good afternoon. Go ahead.
These people are a bunch of confused people. I'm telling you, our government are a bunch of confused people. They don't even know what they are doing. We are paying for fuel, it's 6 naira before. They say that they want to increase the money. The money is for just, I don't know what they say, they increase it to this money, this amount we are paying now. I don't know. This National Union Road of Transport, the money they are making, what are they using it for? Eh? And they say they want to build toll gates again for us to come and pay.
Well, they say they're going to give you good roads, so it's more like an exchange of some sort.
You know how much, these people are collecting. This high habit, senators.
Oh.
Do you know how much they are collecting in a year? These are collecting almost 30 million in a year. In a month. In a full year, it's 363 million. They don't use that money to build the road for us. Okay. They don't use that money. In a year, 350 something million for one senator. And they want us to Oh, my God. I'm sorry for this. Bye-bye, Joyce.
Well, Nigeria Info, hello, good afternoon to you. The Sunny Side, welcome, good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon, this is my name too.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I want you to understand what is going on in this country. I believe that we are in second slavery.
Oh.
Are you getting me?
I'm listening.
Hello, Joy.
I'm with you. I can hear you.
Yes. Because if we are not in slave country, slave country, look at the toll, look at the transport people pay every day. The NITW, when you get to the park, the NITW will dictate to the motorists how much they will collect from each passenger.
Wow.
At the end of the day, the motorists will pay the NITW. Mm-hmm. On which account NITW paid that money to? Are you getting it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I will go out there and suffer it. I'll suffer to somebody to sustain his life. I'll be suffering. With the little amount I have. And the government will be there. We will not do anything.
So let's assume...
All they will do is that they want to put the load on masses again.
So they say they want to give you good roads. So it's more like an exchange, if we can call it that. So they'll give you good roads and then you pay a toll for it. That's the issue.
My sister,
here.
If they're going to do that, they have to pay to citizens from there. They don't have extract to do whatever they want to do. In advanced country, it's not like this now.
Oh.
We have people abroad now.
Okay.
You have people in other advanced countries without the way they are saying advanced countries.
So
you have people there.
Is your issue that the way the government is funding it is not necessarily beneficial to the people?
Because they are trying to look at NEPA. NEPA, they say that they will give us good light up to now.
Well,
why is it good electricity?
Yeah.
After we've been paying for it every month.
Yeah, that's a weird
thing. Every month to this government. Please, I didn't like the idea. Let them do the right thing.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Hi, Nigeria Info, how are you doing? So, some of you, I think you're going to have to try call back. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, afternoon. Jebo from Ekoye.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I 100% support a good road and toll gate show follow.
Okay.
I was just in Sonu last weekend. Between the borders to the whole place, just like 40, 42 kilometers, there's proper toll gates. There's toll gates, they pay $300, I even need to pay with Nigerian money. Very, very good route from the Cotonou border to Cotonou seaport. From Nigeria side to down to really 87 kilometers, bad route, problem. It's just from Orile to Okoko. There's already two toll gates. The Lagos State are mounting there right now. There's one in Orile.
Yeah.
There's one in Okoko side. I saw that. There's a road between Ekpe stroke Ijebu Dena. Very, very, very nice road. There's toll gates. The journey one we used to use 2 hours from Ekpe to Ijebu to connect Benin Expressway. You can run it on that 20 minutes. Although the toll gate are not yet started the last time I passed there.
Mm.
If there's a good route, we need to pay for toll gate. That's where it's supposed to be. There is no free something. But especially, then if they finish it, they should mount the toll gate there.
Yeah.
They should make use of that money and maintain that route. That's where life is supposed to be.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much. So one caller supports the government's effort, hi, and intent to toll the roads. Hi, good afternoon to you. Can you hear?
Good afternoon, Joy.
Hi, lady, good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
This is Aisha from Obadori.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yes, I want to talk about this toll
sure.
of Nigeria roads.
And you welcome
yes.
it, do you?
It's a no-no for me.
Oh.
They shouldn't toll any road.
Okay.
Because they have not been fair. The government of this country has never been fair to the citizens of this country. They should give us the basic things we need instead of tolling any road. Mm. They still want to collect more. After giving nothing to the citizens, how are we supposed to survive?
Okay, yeah.
So it's a no-no for me. Oh. No-no.
So wait, now you're not going to have the roads if you say no. That would be the implication of that. Or are you insisting that the government must find ways
the
to give you
are
good
not
roads?
Good.
Yeah, so if you say
the roads
no...
are not good. So what are they trolling?
No, so they're saying that they're going to borrow money and then give you good roads. Now, if you're saying...
All the money they've been borrowing, have they paid?
Well...
They are yet to pay for those for the debts on ground, and they are talking about another one.
Well,
they are
so
not collecting those loans for themselves. At the end of the day, you will not see anything good come out of it.
All right. Okay. Sure.
So there's no need for that.
All right. Okay, you know what? I'm sorry. I can't speak anymore. Well, thank you very much for calling in and leaving me your commentary, but I have to lay my voice down to sleep. I'm going to play you the video interview that I had with NJ Ayuk. He was at the COP26, kind of gives you an idea into the future of energy. And sincerely, I do apologize, is that my voice is out of sorts and I need to just put it to sleep. So I sincerely do apologize. I can no longer continue the conversation. But of course, we're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. My name's Joyce, and enjoy this. I do intend to be here tomorrow. That's the plan. If there's any reason I'm not, I'll let you know. But I will be here. I think by tomorrow I should feel a whole lot better. Nigeria Info. We're radioactive.